Thank you, Beth. So what we have is a little bit of a good news, bad news situation. The good news is that Congress has reduced tax rates for a number of taxpayers, but the bad news is that the decision is a complicated one about what choice, what entity you're going to choose to get the best tax rate for your business. And Bob and I are going to walk through what the new rules are and give you some criteria by which you might decide that a particular form is better or worse for you. But these decisions are complicated, and there are a number of factors that cut every which way. So I want to start by telling you a story that when I was preparing for this presentation and I was thinking about how complicated some of these decisions could be, I sort of wistfully started doing a little bit of research on decision-making theory in business and looking to see if maybe I could find other theories or methodologies for making business choices that would be simpler. And I uncovered what came up in my research was something called the RPS method of decision-making. Does anyone here know what the RPS method is? It's the rock, paper, scissors method, okay? And, you know, actually, you could see how that might have some applicability here, because you could assign to scissors an S corporation. You know, you could assign to the S corporation, and P for paper, the partnership, and I guess you would say a rock was a C corp, right? But even though we kind of laugh about it, what I found out, what I was interested to find out, was that there was actually a use of the RPS method.